Well, I want to look at some stuff this morning. I want to look at Peter's life lessons. Peter's life lessons. Peter was greatly used by God. He was a leader of disciples, leader of the early church, and he was part of the inner three. That means he was one of the disciples that was closest to Jesus. He's closest to Jesus. But Peter was not perfect. I'm sure you've heard that before. He was not perfect, but I'm grateful he's in the Bible because I can relate to someone who's not perfect. Amen? In fact, I relate well to someone who has failed at times, who got told off by Jesus, and who needed to be restored and dealt with hurt. By following Jesus, Peter did incredible things, even though he had incredible failures. And I want to look at one of those instances this morning as Peter realizes how to have faith over fear, that failing is not forever, and how to find your focus. I'm going to be reading out of Matthew chapter 14. You're welcome to turn there as I just pray that the Holy Spirit is in this place. Amen? Matthew chapter 14. Lord, we depend on you this morning. We depend on you to soften our hearts, to give us clarity, to give us discernment, to speak to us, and to just lead us in every step and every breath that we take today, God. We declare that you are King and that you are leading everything, God, everything in this service, everything that we want to have happen. God, we put it all in your hands so we can have what you want to have happen this morning. And we just surrender everything and who we are to you and ask that your Holy Spirit would manifest itself in this place. In the name of Jesus, amen. So Matthew chapter 14, Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 through 36. We're going to read those real quick, verses 25 through 36. And it says, "Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a ghost.' And they cried out for fear, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' So he said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?' And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.' When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well." Amen. You need to touch the hem of his garment sometimes. Well, I want to look at that first point, faith over fear. Now, I remember in my life some scary boat rides. Has anybody else been on a scary boat ride? I've been in some seas that were too big for our boat. Most of them with Pastor Milt. I've been stranded on an island before, known for bears, wondering if the other boat was coming for us. Come to find out, that boat too was stranded on a sandbar. I've been in the middle of a pod of killer whales, all of which were larger than our boat. And I've been with Pastor Harry on a dark sea with no lights in some big waves. Amen, Pastor Harry? You might be outside. But I also remember I was never alone in these situations. I was never alone. And better yet, I was never in charge. Thank God. That was not my job to get us back. You see, you always know that it's Jesus' job to get you through the storm. But imagine for a moment Peter, an experienced sailor who honestly probably was okay in this storm. He was much more scared of whatever it was walking on the water. It's easy to be afraid of the unknown. Most of us are. But more than that, when he finds out that it is Jesus, his faith rises, even to the point where he gets to walk on the water. But church, let me tell you, fear is a liar. Fear is a liar. It will try to make you fall out or fall off of what God has for you. And it might not make you lose your salvation or your place in the boat, but it will make you lose your usefulness and your chance to walk on the water. The fear of failure might cause you to never get out of the boat. Have you ever struggled with that? I've struggled with that in my life. I'll admit that to you. The fear of failure or the fear of falling might cause you to never grow in the gifts and paths that God has for you. I know here today there are people with gifts, abilities, direction that you might have been too afraid to step into. I'll tell you today, maybe today is the day that you step into that. Today could be that day. Let's take a moment and brag on you. You're amazing people because God made you that way. The gifts, the direction God has for you is for you. Take it. God might be calling you to do something that is beyond your own capability, beyond what you've done before. This is the unknown. Or better yet, you might be bold enough to ask something of God like Peter did when he asks to walk in the water. And you know what? God sometimes says yes. And that can be scary. But that the idea he might give you, that business idea, the desire to give more, the desire to do a missions trip, the desire to see people's lives changed, maybe start a ministry, whatever it is, church, what is stopping you from getting out of the boat? What is stopping you from changing the norm? I've got one fan. That's my wife. I've got a good wife. Amen. She is a great, great wife. I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce her. Jasper's over here. I love that she dances in worship. For all those awkward, all of us awkward, tall white people, we need some people that are willing to look foolish sometimes. Amen? She, of course, does not look foolish. I might need a friend later to bail me out. But get this. You see, we can all watch what God is doing and even plan to meet him there on the other side like the rest of the disciples. Or we can be like Peter and ask to get out of the boat. Lord, take me with you. Lord, take me with you. You might have a gift this morning. Maybe it's a gift of prophecy. Maybe it's a gift of healing, gift of tongues and interpretations like throughout the New Testament. But you've been paralyzed with fear to be used by God. Sometimes we're paralyzed by bad teaching to be used by God. Fear of what others might say. You might have a calling in your life to do some type of ministry that would change our entire valley. Don't be afraid to step into it. And church, if you see someone stepping, encourage them. Let them step with boldness. You might have supernatural wisdom to do things with your finances that are not normal. I'll tell you this. If I had listened to the Holy Spirit as a young man, I would be very financially blessed right now. something my wife reminds me of often. You might be wanting to be a better parent. But fear has caused you to be so much like your own past that you're afraid to step into what could be your future. Or you're afraid that you might fail. Fear does not come from the Lord. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Church, the love of God leads you to step out of the boat. Peter's love for Jesus said, I want to be with him. Out of the boat. Into all that God has for you. We're often afraid to step out because of what might happen. But get this, when really it's all on God. So if you're praying for someone to be healed and they're not healed, that's on God. If you believe that they can be and you pray so, then it is up to him. Because watch this, what he calls you to do, he will accomplish. He will accomplish. So what if it costs you something? Church, it's supposed to cost you everything. That's what Christianity is. It costs you your reputation. It could cost you the plans that you've made because you're exchanging them for better ones. Jesus sent the disciples. He sent them into the wind and the waves. It's nice to be at home where it's safe and warm, but Peter would have never walked on the water. He never would have. Watch this. A testimony that I love to tell, my wife and I do, is that I've not made a ton of money in my life. I'm in ministry, go figure. But when we are in need, God provides. And I remember not too long ago, we needed a place to live. And we did not have any money. And God told us, I want you to make an offer on the house. So what do? We made an offer on a house and we didn't have any money. That week, someone walked up to us and handed us a down payment. God provides. And it's not perfect, and God willing, I will never buy another fixer-upper in my life. And I'm thankful for all the people who helped make it livable. But God will always provide. He will always provide. And I say these things to you to let you know that you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid because you have gifts that the Almighty has given you. You have plans that he has set before you. And you can have the faith to step out of the boat. And in those moments of decision, remember Peter, in whom a whole boat of disciples, there was only one that walked on water. Don't be afraid to get out of the boat. Don't forget you're dealing with a God that is bigger than any storm and who's not bound by how things should work. He's not bound by how things should work. And thank God he doesn't always listen to our prayers. He always hears them, but he thankfully doesn't answer everyone to how we want them answered because he can do more than we know is possible. One more point inside of that one is to be sensitive enough to recognize Jesus. Watch this. Sometimes what we're afraid of most is actually the answer to our prayers. Sometimes what we're afraid of most is actually the answer to our prayers. You might see something scary on the water. You might see something coming down the path or coming at you. And church, it might just be Jesus walking by. The text leads us to believe that he actually had plans to pass the boat. Jesus isn't worried about you sinking. He's going to take care of you. But church, watch this. Are you worried about not walking with him? Are you thinking about that? Don't let fear or anything else holds you back from what God wants to do in and through you, church, volunteer to get out of the boat. I feel like some of us think of jumping out of the boat and they think it's more like Jonah than Peter. Amen? You ever get that feeling? Jonah was going against God. And even that God had planned for and got him back to the right place. Peter was going after God and he got to walk to and with Jesus. Watch this. Failing is not forever. Failing is not forever. We just mentioned Jonah. He got to the place he was supposed to go. Peter got to Jesus. It's often on the other side of failure that we see our success. One of my favorite sayings, you've probably heard it, is God factors in my stupidity. Anyone relate to that? Amen. A few hands. There's a few honest people. God factors in my stupidity. But some of us act like falling down is the end of life. It wasn't for Peter. He did great things, and after he fell, he still walked back to the boat. We forget that part. He got picked up and he walked all the way back to the boat. Falling down wasn't the failure here as much as was not out of the boat, not getting out of the boat. That's how I would feel if I was a disciple. I could have walked with Jesus, and I let my fear stop me from getting out of the boat. And whatever fear it was, my fear of falling, my fear of failing and not being able to make it. But Peter got closer to Jesus, and I don't want that to happen to me, where I don't get to go. One of the most comforting things I can tell you this morning is to know where you're falling. Know where you're falling. It's important to know where you're falling. When you fall, we all do, make sure you're falling towards Jesus. It doesn't say that Peter was right next to Jesus or that he was 80% of the way there. Textually, it seemed like he was not that close, but immediately Jesus caught him because Jesus knows. Maybe you are struggling this morning to keep your head above water. Jesus knows. Maybe life's hard and you're saying, you're just singing that song, "Don't rock the boat, baby." And you're just holding on. Well, church, Jesus knows. And maybe you feel like you are a fish out of water, that you don't fit in. Jesus knows. To use another fishing term, Peter got snagged with the things going on around him. Maybe you're like Peter, that you've stepped out of the boat and had the faith to do that, but things sometimes get pretty shaky. What you thought was the right thing at first, you're not so sure anymore. It doesn't seem clear. It's getting harder. It's an awful long ways to that goal, and it can even feel far from Jesus. It's easy to get pulled down when you're alone. And watch this, Peter, the other disciples didn't go with him. And sometimes it feels like that. The Christians around you, the friends around you, that there's no one there. You've been snagged. You can't move. You get pulled down. But church, you're three words away from Jesus. Lord, save me. You're three words away. Immediately, Jesus saves him. It's not a shot in the dark. It's not you're getting a rain check for when Jesus comes back by that way. He's not going to let you throw in the towel. Church, Jesus does not write you off. He does not write you off. He says, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" I'm going to say that again because I want you to hear the love in that correction. "You of little faith, why did you doubt? How could I have ever failed you? How could I have ever failed you?" Church, We have to be corrected sometimes when we fall so we don't fall again. So we don't fall again. If no one has told you this, Jesus loves you enough to correct you. Not everyone does. You don't get kicked out of a church by falling down sometimes, but beware of the heart that refuses to be picked up and corrected. Jesus loves us too much to not work on us. And when we accept correction, we get a new revelation. I want you to remember that. When you accept correction, you get a new revelation of who Jesus is, a revelation of his love or what he's doing, maybe what he's going to do or his compassion, his care towards others, something supernatural. Peter got a revelation of who the God who calms storms is. He got a revelation of the God who partners with us in miracles. He got a revelation of the God who is there immediately. And I'm so thankful to be seen by that God through the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus. I'm thankful that he accepts me, someone who falls and fails, but may I always fall toward Jesus. One of my favorite scriptures is Micah 7, 8 and 9. It says, "Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. For when I fall, I will rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he pleads my case and executes justice for me. He will bring me forth to the light and I will see his righteousness." Jesus lives to intercede for us. He rose to make a way for us. And he sent the Holy Spirit so that we would never be alone. So that you have direction, you have guidance, and you are never too far gone. You are never too far gone. Don't let yourself be written off. Jesus still wants you, and Jesus still wants to use you. Because failing is not forever. Faith is your future. When you fall, Jesus immediately can pick you up. He immediately calmed the wind and the waves. Be sure you fall into Jesus and know that he has had you the whole time. He's still master of that storm. We can fall into Jesus when we're focused on the right things, focused on him. Church, we need to find our focus. Find our focus. What are you focused on? What thoughts consume you? What do you start thinking about when you're contemplating something that maybe God is leading you to? What scares you, church? Are you listening enough to hear what God is saying? What consumes your time, your thoughts, your emotions? Whatever you're focused on is wherever you're headed. Hebrews 12:2 says this, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." Author means leader of, beginning of, founder of, originator of. He's the start. We look to him for faith. Finisher means a completer, a perfecter, one who reaches the goal. Jesus is the start and he is the finish. He's the one we look to the whole time. We never outgrow him. Our faith is started, based on, and finished in Jesus. If he's not regularly in our thoughts and conversations, then where is our focus? Find your focus. Peter did this right. Like we said before, he got snagged with things around him, but he immediately put his eyes back on Jesus. I want to point something out important here. Get this. What are the disciples focused on? It's not Peter. The disciples are not focused on Peter. In fact, the other two gospels that mention this story don't mention Peter. It just says that they worshiped him. We can get so caught up on what everyone else thinks, when in reality, the people who saw you fall, what they actually saw is that Jesus picks you up and that you get to walk on water with him. Don't be caught up in what you've done. If today you are a disciple of Jesus, get your eyes off yourself and focus them on Jesus. Peter's failure only displayed to the disciples how great Jesus was, not how lowly Peter was. They declare, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And they say nothing about Peter. We said earlier that you accepting correction gives you revelation of who Jesus is. Well, watch this. You getting back up and accepting that correction gives others revelation of who Jesus is. Because it's not about you. It's not about me. Never was, never will be. It's only about Jesus. Watch this. When they landed in Gennesaret, nothing else was said about walking on the water. Jesus went about his business. Neither your failing or your success will deter Jesus and his mission. The kingdom of heaven will advance with or without you, but like Peter, ask to get out of the boat. Ask to be used. The crowds focused on Jesus. Life moved on. No one else saw or talked about the miracle that just happened. Many of the moments in your life that really grow your faith and stretch you will be moments no one else sees. The secret places are often the moments where you get to walk with Jesus. Don't miss them. Get out of the boat. Jesus had already planned to be across the lake. He planned to work there and do amazing things. And get this, Peter could have waited for that. Don't miss the chance to walk with Jesus while you're waiting on something else. A good example of this, I remember a church I was at asked me to be in ministry there at one point. And I said no, because I thought Jesus was going to do this other thing. And he did. That's what he was calling me to. But it was about a year later. And in that year time, I missed out on the preparation that God had planned for me to be in. Because I was so focused on what God was going to do, I missed out on what he was doing. I was so focused on what God was doing that I missed out on what he was doing right now. I got to where we were headed, but I could have walked on water, in a sense. We have to find our focus and make Jesus that focus so that we have faith over fear. We realize that failing is not forever and that God sees what you go through in secret and he's with you for what you go through in public. But what really matters is that we draw attention to him. Church, let us fail or fall in such a way that he still gets the glory. Let us succeed only in the way that he gets all the glory. That he gets it all. He gets it all. We have to find our focus so we have faith over fear and we realize that failing isn't forever. I'm going to ask the worship team and the prayer team to both come. And church, if that is you, the Lord is maybe speaking to you right now. You maybe have a fear of failure in your life, or you've been too scared to see what might be next. I want to encourage you this morning that Jesus has not written you off. It doesn't matter what your past is if your present and future are in Jesus. And I'll let you know right now, it's not too late to get out of the boat. As a church, I fully believe we're headed to some great things. But let's not miss Jesus walking by. Let's have boldness to ask him, "Can I come?" So if you need prayer this morning, the Lord is speaking to you. I'm going to invite you to come and see what God wants to do. Or maybe it's you that you feel God wants to call you to something. Come and find what that is as we center our focus back on him. Amen? I'm going to invite you guys to stand up this morning if you're able to. We're going to go back into a little bit of worship. If you would like to receive prayer for anything, especially if you want to know Jesus for the first time, then come and meet him and come and let him work. Let's worship.
Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to connecting with you next time. And don't forget, you can support us by giving through the Church Center app or by going online at summitwc.com/give.